Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download the app. You can take us on the go. You can rewind the show. You can listen to all the Odyssey product all across the country with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Mecca, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. A little bit later in the show, we'll give you a chance to win some Chris Brown tickets. We'll do that at 9:45. But joining us right now is our pal Chris Nocke, covers the Terps, college hoops analyst. What's up, C-Knock?
What's up, boys? Been a while.
I know,
it has
buddy.
Been.
Well, the Terps just had a disappointing year.
That hadn't been a lot to talk
You know
talk
what, before
about.
The season, what would you have expected from the team? Because I got to tell you, I'm casual at best at this time, but I thought, well, they got three of their starters coming back. They should be really good. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought we'd certainly be playing this upcoming weekend. I thought, on paper that they were good enough to be a second weekend team. But they lost in the transfer portal, lost badly in the transfer portal. And, the freshmen were sort of devalued in college basketball this year with everybody getting so much older. And the freshmen that they had just didn't quite play up to, I think, what we had all hoped.
Yeah. What do you have any idea of anybody they're targeting in the portal or what positions?
Well, they need a point guard. They need a scoring veteran point guard, I think.
Right.
And there are going to be plenty of them out there. Mm-hmm. They need guys. I mean, you guys watched them, and you know who they're losing.
These shooters.
Yeah, oh, for sure. For sure. Can you guys, any of you guys make any jump shots?
No, mm-hmm. Jason can.
No, I cannot.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're right. They need to get multiple guys who can score it.
It seemed like Coach hated his team. Like, every time I would read his comments, I would just laugh. You know, like, how can I draw the guys out more open? You know what I mean? Like,
I know you watch games because you care. I know that this is your team. It's funny, early on, you're thinking, okay, well, they're going to find their stride. They're going to finally start to make some shots and hit some jumpers. And it just never happened, man. I mean, and then all of a sudden you're 10 or 12 games in and the sample size is large enough. You're thinking, oh my goodness, we got another 22 games to go.
Mm-hmm. So before we get into the brackets, man, some of the finishes over the weekend were unbelievable that I know you see, Akron, the way they beat Kent when Kent thought they were down one and they fouled, to lose that game. The fact that Yale was down six with 26 seconds to go to Brown and came back and won at the buzzer. And then Duquesne hadn't been in the tournament since 1977, and they win the A-10 and take out VCU. VCU, I think, was five or six of 24 from threes. I mean, it was just It's just a crazy. You were there.
I was there at the Duquesne. My daughter's on the VCU staff.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So I went to Brooklyn for the game, and it was really disappointing. Well, I mean, props to Duquesne, right? They haven't been there in 45 or 50 years. It's just crazy. It's a great story.
Yep.
And the day before, the semifinals had been riveting and well played, and then this rock fight ensued in the championship game, and it was tough to watch, but they deserved to win. They played really well.
Yeah, Duquesne in the first, or I guess the first, I don't know, 10 minutes of the second half, I think they were 1 of 21. So they missed 20 of their first 21 shots in the second half.
Unreal.
But VCU still was trailing.
They couldn't take advantage.
They're down 14 at the break, VCU was. And, it was a drip, drip, drip kind of comeback.
It was,
and came back and, had a chance. But Duquesne was better for longer, and that's just kind of the math of it.
All right, so when you look at the one seeds, no surprises, really. I mean, Carolina obviously jumping Tennessee, a little bit of a surprise. But Purdue and UConn and Houston – I don't know. Purdue has really struggled the last few years as a top dog, losing last year to FDU and obviously to St. Peter's a couple of years ago. I just think that their guards, it's a Big Ten team. You can kind of break it down. I think their guards are going to play better. Braden Smith, if he can bounce back from that injury that he had in the Big Ten tournament. Lance Jones, Fletcher Lawyer, I think they all can shoot the three. Obviously, Edie is pretty much unguardable. You got to triple team them in the paint. But I just kind of like them this year. I think they're going to bounce back from the lack of success over the last couple. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I also think that the loss, when they lost to Wisconsin, I don't think that hurts them. They'd already won the Big Ten championship, regular season championship. They were already assured of a number one seed. I think one of the lessons of the weekend, fellas, is the fact that for teams that win the conference championship and they know they're getting to the tournament, there just appeared to be a real lack of motivation from a lot of these teams going into their conference tournaments. I think that to a degree, the conference tournaments, unless you're a mid-major where you got to win to get in, to a degree, those conference tournaments are devalued a little bit from where they once were. I think that's kind of a common thread we saw this weekend.
So you think that is going to affect a UConn or an Auburn, someone like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think those teams are just damn good. I'm shocked that you could see those teams playing as a 1 and a 4. Auburn as a 4, I think. And there's some nutty seeding going on.
I thought Auburn would be higher than a 4. I'd agree.
Much higher, much higher. And it's crazy that they could be seeing UConn in that regional final. They're much. I think they're better than that. And their metrics are crazy. It's hard to follow what exactly led the committee to some of the choices and to some of the seeding. There's a pretzel logic to it that's kind of mind-boggling when you actually look at it and relative to the results of the season. It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be very difficult for them to seed 1 to 68 and then start bracketing them because there's all these rules, right? Because you can't put too many teams from the same conference in the same region. And I don't know, man. It's got to be really difficult.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that, you tell us what leads you to make these pronouncements. Are you following the net? Are you following KenPom? Are you following a combination of all that?
Yep.
Are you following the eye test? Are you following the last 10 games? Because if you are, well, St. John should be in, Virginia should be out.
Correct.
There's some pretty black and white. And also in terms of the seating, I'm a huge Tom Izzo guy. I'm not sure Michigan State deserved to be in that tournament. There are 9.
I know. That was surprising, too. Yep.
Yeah. So,
well, how about Indiana State? Indiana State's net was 29, and they're out.
I saw somebody tweeted last night.
That's the team of the big goofy guy?
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweeted last night, I'd rather watch the Indiana State players park cars than watch Virginia play this upcoming week.
Good one. Hey, Cenoc, is this finally the year for Kelvin Sampson? I mean, looking at what he's done in Houston over the last 6 seasons, here are his win totals. 33, 23, 28, 32, 33, and 30. He's been to two Final Fours. Is this year he finally takes it down? He's got close to 700 wins, too, in his career.
I want to believe he's one of the great guys, you know, in the sport, and he's a great, you know, a great coach, obviously. And then they scored 41 points against Iowa State. And I don't know how that happens in this day and age with a shot clock. 41 is almost unimaginable. So, you know, maybe that gives them motivation. Maybe that's a good loss for them, you know, as a springboard into the tournament. They certainly play defense enough. I think that whole conference, to be honest with you, is overrated. I you know, they rigged it. what they did was they figured out what drives the net. And what drives the net, the NCAA swears that the net is not driven by margin of victory. But what drives the net is offensive efficiency versus your defensive efficiency, which essentially is points spreads, you know, it's the spread of a win.
Mm-hmm.
And so they scheduled a boatload of easy games. Iowa State won a bunch of games by 45, 50, 55 points. And those things drive you up in the net. You know, you watch their games against like competition. It's not like they're the fifth best team in the country or sixth best team in the country like they were seeded.
Yeah, I mean, they're defensively, they're really good. Offensively, they struggle. I'll tell you a matchup that will be interesting if it happens. And Kentucky's defense, they kind of pick and choose when they want to play defense. They clearly didn't in the SEC tournament. And if they can get by, I think Texas Tech will beat NC State first round. If they can get by Texas Tech, man, Marquette, Kentucky in the Sweet 16, that's going to be that's going to be really interesting. Especially if Kolick is back. If Kolick is 100%.
Well, that's the big variable to me. Kolick, you know, is clearly a difference maker for them. I thought they had a really good tournament, you know, for the most part. They played some good basketball in the Big East tournament. By the way, the Big East has to be hating life today, right?
Oh,
with the way they were treated by, you know, across the board. So, yeah, there's some good matchups. And you know, I'm always intrigued by the 8-9 matchups in the first round. You know, Florida Atlantic against Northwestern is a really good game. Two really good basketball coaches. And I don't know how you flip a coin in a lot of these games. You know, one of the things, the parity is absurd. It's unparalleled, what we're seeing. And as a result, you know, when you get a year like last year where you get Florida Atlantic and San Diego State getting to Final Fours and things like that, I think that's going to become the norm moving forward. I think that's just where we are right now.
And the sexy upset picks are always taking the 12s over the 5s. And here are your 12-5 matchups. UAB, who won the American and stole a bid from a bubble team. They're going to play San Diego State, who, of course, went to the national championship last year. JMU, who I'm really pulling for, playing Wisconsin, and that's going to be interesting because JMU won 31 games. Mark Byington is – I don't think he's going to be at JMU much longer.
No.
And then you got McNeese playing Gonzaga, and then Grand Canyon, Bryce Drew, playing St. Mary's and Randy Bennett, and St. Mary's one of the best defensive teams in the country. So – you got some interesting 12-5s. You like any of the 12s there?
I really, you know, I don't like UAB against San Diego State. They're just too strong, San Diego State, and they're used to winning too. I'd heard somebody last night on your airwaves. I got home about midnight, and there was a guy talking all about McNeese State against Gonzaga, and I had to laugh because he kept referring to them as McNee State. So he didn't really. Didn't really have all of his homework done. I think I saw McNeese State play VCU early in the season, and Will Wade does a really good job coaching. He's kind of a scoundrel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was breaking rules when it was illegal.
Right.
Now, you know, obviously that is legal now. But I don't know that they've got enough to beat Gonzaga. I would love to believe in James Madison, but we saw Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament. They're playing really well.
Yeah.
And they're scoring points at a pace most Wisconsin teams never even dream of.
Yeah, they are. You're right. Because they never averaged 75 a game until this year.
Yeah, and they got guys. They have a transfer from St. John's, AJ Storr, who's completely changed the way they play. Athlete, 6'7". They don't have guys like that a whole lot. They used to have them back when Michael Finley was a guy, and you know they had some guys come through there. But he's changed the quotient a little bit.
talking to our pal Chris Nockey, talking NCAA tournament. All right, for the listeners out there, they're filling out their brackets. Chris Nockey, who should they put in the Final Four?
Well, I mean, I'm going to root for Purdue just because Painter's a good guy, and they're due, man, are they due. But I would have in my championship game, I would go UConn and probably Arizona. Arizona, when they were playing well, was, you know, one of the best teams I saw all year long. They certainly got the guys to do it. But there's going to be, as I said earlier, there's going to be somebody that you'd be shaking your head at in a couple of weeks. And I don't know, I'd be hard-pressed to figure out who that would be. But somebody's going to ride some great performances. Maybe a point guard breaks through who, you know, carries a team like, you know, a la John Gilchrist or Randolph Childress, guys like that, you know, and it'll be surprising, I'm sure.
Last year we had a total number of seeds in the Final Four at 23, which was a record, right?
How about that?
We had 2 5s, a 4 and a 9, right?
While I got you here, too, one of the things
I do the math right there. I think I did.
I got to tell you guys, I'm appalled by the fact that people turn down NIT bids.
I know we talked about that earlier. Yeah,
I don't get that at all. You're paid to coach, and guys should want to play as many games in college as they possibly can. You'll never be able to convince me that that's the right way to go with this. You can be pissed all you want, but to think that you would turn down the opportunity to play is kind of mind-boggling to me.
Well, don't you think the NCAA should close the portal until maybe 2 weeks after the tournament or later? Why do they open it up the day of the brackets?
You're asking me to explain the NCAA?
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of understand they're a bunch of idiots, but that's the reason these coaches say, look, I got to focus on next year. I got to go out and get players.
No. I disagree. I don't think that's – they may say that, big fella. They may say that. I don't buy that at all. I think they're pissed off, right? I think their feelings are hurt, you know. And what do you guys say? They're butt hurt, you know. Yeah. And so I don't buy that at all. Because how many coaches are on that sideline? You got 1,000 guys on your staff. You can do all this stuff at the same time. You can coach and recruit and portal watch and do all that stuff. Easy enough.
Maybe. But you're right. I mean, some of these teams, they just say, F it, we're not going to go.
Well, they have statements they put out like almost immediately. Like,
right, they're ready to turn it down with the quickness.
They haven't pondered it at all. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just absurd to me. But, they have decisions to make. Yeah, I was really pleased. I saw that Villanova decided to play. Now, to me, so much was expected of that program. At one point, they were ranked. They'd come off a huge tournament win in Atlantis in November, and they were rolling, and then they sort of fell by the wayside. They accepted a bid, I think, for all the right reasons.
So you got the championship game there. Give us an upset you like in the first round. And, you know, not a 9 over an 8, not even a 10 over a 7.
Nine over an 8. I would go for, is Florida Atlantic. Yeah, actually, at Florida Atlantic Northwestern game that I mentioned earlier, two teams that shoot the three really, really well. I don't know that it'll be an up-and-down game, but it'll be a really well-played game. I think Florida Atlantic just has too many players. Northwestern lost one of their best players to an injury.
You said you don't like Michigan State, but you know everyone's going to pick them just from the tournament success.
Yeah, I'm not – I just don't – I don't – they've got two good guards. Mm-hmm. Big guys are just a bunch of guys, you know. And
Mississippi State's athletic, man. They got a bunch of freaks.
I like Mississippi State. And that to me, you can talk all you want about the metrics of the Big 12. The SEC was the best conference in the country, in my mind. That's a good basketball team. They play hard. They play defense. They got a lot of size. They're going to be a problem for a lot of teams.
All right, C-Knock. Appreciate the time as always. Talk to you soon.
Hi, guys. Good catching up.
Thanks, right. Chris. Thank you, buddy.
It's our pal Chris Nockey. Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, coming up Wednesday, we invite you to join us for a private screening of The New Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. We're going to be at the Icon Tysons Theater in the Borough, right there in Tysons. And it starts at noon. You get free popcorn, free Coke. It is first come, first serve. But join us. All four of us will be there. It should be a good time. And even though he didn't give his official review, Kevin, I think, didn't he say it was awesome? I think Kevin was positive about it.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing it myself, actually.
I think the last movie I saw in the theater was Godzilla Minus One. It's a few months ago. Overdue to see a movie.
How long is it? Is it long? It's not longer than 2 hours, is it?
It is. Doubtful. 1 hour, 54 minutes.
All right. So
perfect.
All right. And are we, because it's like a preview, are we still doing like previews and all that or
not
whatever?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a preview or eight before a movie. We'll get to see.
I know you love that.
Me too. But it's,
I think he brings up, I can't remember if they did previews last year.
I didn't make the screening last year. I must have been on vacay.
Traffic from Virginia into Maryland in that section until you cross the American Legion Bridge can be challenging. And the later you leave, the worse it gets.
Challenging is a nice way to put it.
I'm worried about getting back. I think I have to pick up my daughter from school that day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Getting back, for like leaving at 2:15 ish. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then I gotta pick her up and then come right back. Yeah,
there's nobody can pick her up. There's nobody that she can go with.
No, I gotta pick her up and go. I gotta take her because my wife has a meeting. I gotta pick her up and take her to friggin' Herndon. Basically,
she has no teammates that live somewhat close to you.
It's a private lesson. It's a whole thing.
Oh, and the house.
You're going to be on the Beltway for about 2 hours.
No, the house is for the personal training. Oh. The private lesson is with the volleyball instructor. It's the whole thing. The whole thing.
Anyway, we hope you can join us. Free popcorn, free Coke, fun movie, Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor.
Just 2 days away.
Yes.
Just Wednesday.
I'm excited.
So join us,
Wednesday.
Tysons at the Borough.
I'm actually excited to see this.
I'm excited to see it, too.
Yeah. All right, let's open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Let me see. Hold on. I got my read here. I got a little bit soaking wet, but don't worry about that. Ain't nothing but a thing.
need a laminating machine to keep all your reeds dry.
The entertainment page brought to you by BMW Fairfax. Of course, electric vehicles are all the rage. Just ask Johnny Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy Mike Walker's doubling down by doubling your EV credit. If the rebate's $7,500, that means $15,000 in savings. If it's $9,900, well, Mike will just round it up to $20,000. Find out more information at BMWoffairfax.com. You know, I was talking about my credit card situation where I was in Staten Island literally for less than 24 hours, and those goons already got my credit card information.
Yep.
And I had to cancel it because some dummy ordered Domino's.
Yep.
Who orders? I mean, it's just crazy. Somebody, they said, you know what the hack is so you could get away from all this?
I don't know.
And it's because now I got we got a new card coming. They said they're going to send it right away because they see how often we use it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sending us a new card. But yeah, I got to change my Uber. I got to change all my parking stuff. You know,
everything changes.
My credit card, all the automatic payments.
Yep, pain in the butt.
This guy had a solution. He said, you have one card that just does all your automatic payments, but you never use it. Never use it out and about. And then you have a second card that you use out and about for gas.
So if that gets stolen, it's easier to.
Yeah, kind of like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
It's a good life hack.
Yeah, that's a good point. Didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's a really good hack, right? I'm gonna
guys ahead of the curve.
I got to talk to my wife about it. But I still want to get the mileage. So I bet you, with my airline or whatever, I bet you they can give me two cards, right? I have one with one number, which is all my automatic payments.
Yeah.
So that never gets skimmed. And what is the idea behind that? Do they just order a pizza off 50 different people's cards so they hope that
I've never been
get
in
caught?
The skimming business. I don't know. Not sure.
I'm surprised they didn't try to buy something more expensive. You know?
They just want it to fly under the radar.
They want it to fly under the radar. That's exactly right. I think that's exactly right. Dr. Dre is in the news, Cakes. In 2021, he was treated for a brain aneurysm.
Ooh.
And he said, amidst all of that, he has suffered three strokes.
Wow.
That's seems like a lot of health challenges for him.
He said he woke up, he felt something right behind his ear, worst pain he ever felt. He went down to take a nap, thought that would take care of it. His son had a woman that was there who was a nurse. She said, no, we need to take you to the hospital. They took him to the hospital. The next thing you know, they're basically saving his life.
Wow.
He was there for 2 weeks.
Scary.
Did you see, I think it was last week, that Sinbad, who had suffered a stroke, he did his first public appearance.
Valdez's hero, Sinbad. He loves him.
Did you see that, Valdez? Sinbad was chiming in.
It was like some video.
Yeah.
I saw
that. Yeah.
Yes, and I am a Sinbad mark.
Yes, you are.
I like me some
Sinbad.
He loves
his McDonald's routine.
The McDonald's bit is iconic. Classic. But that is scary.
Yeah. Aneurysms, strokes, all scary.
And this was all private. We had no idea about Dr. Dre's health
I think we had
issues.
Known that he had had an issue, but I don't think we knew that he had experienced three strokes amidst all of it. He didn't even know he had high blood pressure. So keep track
gotta
of
go
all
those,
that.
Got to take the annual physicals.
Keep track of all that. This is a really creepy story, but it is what it is. You know, Hollywood's weird, Cakes. Liz Hurley, who I always argue is one of the hottest 50-plus celebrities out there, right? She is doing a movie that's being, I guess, directed by her 21-year-old son. It's an erotic thriller that he wrote and is directing, and his mother is doing the sex scenes.
Wow, that is kind of weird.
That is bizarre.
Can you imagine writing an erotic thriller and then you...
For my
and
mom.
Starring your mom.
And then you pick your mom to be the star?
Maybe you should call your mom and see if you can pitch a scene.
Yeah, I'm going to guess I know Mrs. Bickle's answer.
That would be a horror film. It would be no erotic thriller. It would be freaking horrifying.
Hi, Mommy.
I can't even imagine.
Hi, Mommy.
That'd be the
Hi,
worst.
Mommy.
Dude, I tell you I always have issues with those low-profile tires. Well, not just me.
Who else?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, you and Ben.
Me and Ben, we have something in common.
Oh,
me
sorry,
and
I got J-Lo, a
we're driving around in L.A., and I look at it. He said, yep, sure enough, he's got low-profile tires. He hit a pothole or something.
Hope he called AAA.
And it's actually kind of – you know what's funny? The paparazzi around him all the time, he always has car problems. He's always bumping into stuff. He's always getting tickets. He's always getting flat tires. So he and J-Lo, can you imagine if you're in the neighborhood and all of a sudden you see Ben and J-Lo, they literally have the trunk popped open. He's trying to figure out how to get the spare out. His big-ass back tattoo is, you can see it. He's got plumber's butt.
What is he, shirtless?
And then, well, he's got the plumber's butt thing going. And then you got J-Lo in there. She's trying to help. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Eventually, they just abandoned the car. And I'm sure
tied a white t-shirt around like the rearview mirror that bit.
And I'm sure it gets towed or whatever. I don't think it was like a Tyson deal where Tyson would just give the car to the policeman or something when he would have an issue. But yeah, Ben Affleck photographed with J-Lo driving around on a coffee date or whatever, and he gets a flat tire. How do you get a flat tire just driving around the neighborhood?
I'll tell you how. Construction zone, nails everywhere. Yeah, dykstras everywhere.
I think.
Are you the one that just had a nail recently?
No, but my cars are nail magnets all the time. Turn the car on, you see that little annoying thing on your dashboard says, "Oh, your tire's hurting because there's a nail in it."
Well, turn the car around then.
Turn the car around and bring it to the gas station.
Well, yeah, what are you doing?
Get it fixed.
I think Ben and J-Lo were at the Lakers Golden State game over the weekend with all their kids.
Right, I saw. I think one of the Kardashians was there too. With her kids. I think it was Kim.
Hey, she's with Odell Beckham Jr.
You think that's star
allegedly.
Power? JP and I are going to be, I think JP and I are going to be at Capital One tomorrow for the Wizards-Rockets game.
I will not be. I'm coaching soccer tomorrow.
Okay, well, then I will be.
You're the sole representation.
I thought I was going to be, but I can't.
Yeah, I will be there. I think I'll be glad-handing with some of the Wiz execs at some point.
Oh, nice.
Find out how long they want to tank.
Sure, I'll get the latest. I'll get the latest scoop.
And use that word, too.
Theoretically, I guess I could make it, but I wouldn't get there till like 7:30, 7:45.
It's all good.
By the way, did you guys do anything for St. Paddy's Day?
Did you guys? You know what I did for St. Paddy's Day?
Zippy chance.
I ordered Chinese food for dinner.
You did? Yeah. Did anybody wear green?
No.
My wife
wears green. She gets sized.
Well, you were playing golf. It was a St. Paddy's Day thing, so you were wearing green golf shirt?
Yep, green golf shirt and everything.
Right.
And you
were drinking Guinness and everything? Or?
Yeah, they had coolers full of Guinness out there.
Delicious.
Right. Is Drabby on the phone? Did they do anything for St. Paddy's Day? He's on the phone. All right. Doesn't matter.
You have corned beef and cabbage.
No, we didn't do it.
My kid's school did it on Friday, I guess.
They did?
Anticipation. So she seemed to wear green all weekend.
Corned beef is delicious. The cabbage, you can just fire that right into the sun. Yeah, I have no use for that.
Valdez, you weren't in Detroit over the weekend, were you? You were playing golf, right?
No, I was not in Detroit. Why?
Because there was a guy arrested for hooking it in a movie theater.
That makes you think of me?
You could do that Wednesday. We could do that Wednesday.
A lot of hype.
Sure you could say that, Kate.
Yeah, come on, of course.
She's getting a lot of hype for this movie.
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, it's called Love Lies Bleeding.
Okay.
And I think it's...
It's pretty good on Rotten Tomatoes because my wife and I were talking about
it. It's like a lesbian erotic thriller.
Yeah, there's a girl on girl sex scene, I think.
Yeah, with
Kristen
Stewart.
Kristen Stewart,
right?
Yeah,
she talked about how turned on she got.
Yeah, so this guy obviously was reading the press clippings.
Right. Had to go in there and see it.
Yeah, had to go in there and see it. That's actually a great pub for the movie.
That is.
That it's so hot that this guy had to whip it out in the middle of the theater.
It's 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
They say this guy got so drunk he fell asleep in the theater, and when they woke up, they had to wake him up to arrest him.
Was he drunk beforehand, was it one of those movies theaters
that
serve booze?
I saw that trailer recently. Here's what I gave it, because I always give the trailers either a thumbs up or thumbs down to whoever I'm with at the theater.
Hey, you know that
I gave
does
it a thumbs down.
Hey, that does make you sleepy.
It definitely makes you sleepy.
Drabby do that at the MGM?
I did that in my hotel room,
Did somebody walk in on you? Or no, you just woke up with like chips all over you. And
I think Bodie.
Bodie came in. We were sharing a room.
Yeah. That's trouble.
I'm not sure what he saw. He never.
You never broached the topic?
Yeah.
But do you really want to revisit that?
Bode mode.
That's so embarrassing.
Make you sleepy.
It does make you sleepy. And last but not least, Jason, I got a new podcast for you. Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are doing a podcast.
I'm all over it.
Harkening back to their Keeping Up with the Kardashian days and their connection.
You're going to have to fill me in on that one.
That those guys had.
They're bitter. They were part of the TV show, and that show just keeps continuing, and they're on the outs.
Yeah, well, this one, I have a feeling this one will get some traction. They've got some good guests. You know who one of the guests that they're highlighting? Former Junkies guest multiple times.
Pablo Francisco?
Seth Davis.
Oh, really?
CBS basketball what? Analyst is going to be a guest
for March Madness.
Oh, okay.
I guess that makes sense.
So it's a sports
podcast.
So they're
going to have Steve-O. They're going to have Bryce Hall. They're going to have Amber Rose. They're going to have UFC fighters.
Weird guest
and
list.
Seth. And Seth. We haven't had Seth on in forever.
I know we haven't. He used to be our guy.
I know, but I guess he moved to the West Coast. But, I mean, he's in New York now, obviously. He's doing all the NCAA postseason stuff. I don't know. We just haven't had him on.
Maybe we should rebook him during a tournament.
I got to sell, but I guarantee he's changed it over the years.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had him on in probably 10 years.
He's like 5'2". He's
tiny.
He's really tiny.
He's tiny.
You don't realize.
I saw his dad at Subway one time in Gaithersburg. Right. And I was going to say hello because he used to do a lot of TV, politics.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I definitely recognized him, but I just left him alone.
Yeah. Good. Good for you.
Lanny
so there you
Davis.
Go, Cakes.
Lanny.
There was a Sidney Sweeney story out there, but I didn't click on it. Sorry, Valdez. Mm. We'll have to get to it next time. By the way, we've never got Drabby's lip. His top 10 lips, and we never got Mike Marzot here. We never got his
cheek more. Yeah,
his cheeks list.
Yeah,
those boys still have
plenty of time. Bit season is pretty much upon us,
right?
Until the Commander season starts.
Hey, Cap still got a shot.
They do. They do.
Still got a shot.
Got a great shot.
Gotta
take a break.
Calgary tonight.
We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win some tickets to go see Chris Brown with special guest Muni Long at Capital One Arena July 3rd. So that's coming up at 9:45. Do you guys host dinner parties?
No.
It's
an article on Axios
about
a trend that more and more people, because of budget, are instead of going out, are hosting dinner parties. Good. Now, it says that Gen Zers and millennials were a little older than that. Some of them seem to be doing it just to post on TikTok and Instagram. Like they're dressing up their tables almost like weddings.
Okay.
We have couples come over a lot. Some that, you know, it might just be like a deal. Like we have a soccer game and then afterwards it's like, hey, do you guys want to come on over? And we'll have a couple, a lot of times in our household, we'll just order out,
sure.
Which
I mean, that's the easier route.
Is that a dinner party? If you order Moby Dick
and you have
a bunch of Moby Dick.
That doesn't count as a dinner party. I think dinner party is like you're making the food.
You still might use the dining room table.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
No, dinner party
is because you have a kebab and some falafel in a styrofoam container.
Dinner
doesn't
party
doesn't make it a dinner party.
It's a party where you have dinner.
Yeah.
No. I mean, why couldn't it be
dinner
there?
Party? You make the food and
like
your friends.
Cocktails.
Yeah,
the whole
some
thing.
Drinks,
we have
some
all
appetizers.
Of that.
You can do that.
We have
you
food
make
cocktails and we're not eating out of the styrofoam cakes. We'll powder china.
You put it on.
No, that's not dinner party.
And then
I think if you're ordering out, it disqualifies it as a dinner party.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to make at least most of the food for it to qualify.
Who cooks? I mean, because you don't cook. So your wife, does she like to cook?
I don't know if she likes to cook. Like, she cooked last night. She'll cooks about half the week, I would say.
What was
and
last night?
And you cook none. You cook zero.
Zero, unless I use the grill.
Right.
And that's usually solo because she doesn't eat red meat.
What was for dinner last night?
We had like a maybe chicken piccata.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Some sort of chicken
nice
rice,
capers. So a nice arsenal of food there.
So compared to last year, dinner parties have increased 148% between millennials and Gen Zers, and a lot of that is due to inflation. They still want to get together as family and friends, but with the price of dinner at a restaurant, they're trying to find other alternatives. So potlucks are a popular method for millennials to get together with their friends.
That
Everybody
used to
brings
be something. When we were kids, my parents used to do potlucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your parents did that.
Well, we talked
that
about
was a thing.
On Bit Season last week, how Valdez and I both have memories of people always coming to our house for dinner parties.
And we constantly had them.
Yeah, like every Sunday or every other Sunday.
But this article...
Instead of going out with your buddies and having dinner or brunch and spending money that way, you invite them over so that way you're hanging out instead of going to a restaurant.
Right.
And especially if you like to drink. Like, you like to go out
because it's
have
so
drinks.
Expensive.
It's so expensive.
I know.
I mean, you get two cocktails, it could cost you $30.
Well, you know what you should do.
What's the plan?
You
bring the minis.
Do you know what
you're And you
in?
Order one cocktail.
Yeah.
But then you go to the bathroom and you just refill it.
It's very so
you,
can have,
you bring your drink with you to the
trash
bathroom.
Move.
Well, yeah. I mean, no one's going to pay attention.
You walk to the bathroom with your drink.
Well, how are you supposed to get it into? I mean, you could do it at the table,
I
guess.
Do it at the table. I wouldn't walk.
Well,
to the
just
bathroom.
I don't know. I just would walk to the bathroom and pour it in there.
But don't you feel kind of?
Now I haven't done that
it?
In a while.
Yeah,
but that's a good way to save
I know
some
that's
cash.
A hotel move.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a hotel move.
Do you want your ins and outs for dinner parties 2024? See. EB knows my mom hosted all the time. I mean, it was almost like every weekend dinner parties. But never, it says in handwritten menus. You're supposed to have your own menu at a dinner party? Like
that's
you serve
absurd.
What
no,
is
that's an crazy. Absurdity.
That's too much work.
But now cakes, this one, I think I could refute your contention.
All right, yeah.
Because it says outsourcing to the pros. Hmm. So if I order the kebabs and I set it up and then people...
Yeah, it just feels like
they kind of go in a line to do their plate. Like, okay, it's cheating, but it's still dinner party.
You could maybe
it says
have...
that's an in out charcuterie boards.
I love these charcuterie board
in showing up solo. Champagne served with dessert in.
Oh, nice! Like me a sparkly wine.
Mismatched patterned plates are in versus your pattern plates and candlelight.
Mm.
You do the candlelight.
Do I do candlelight at my house?
If you have a dinner party. I guess Cakes doesn't do dinner parties.
Here's what I here's what I do candlelight. If I'm taking a dump or I'm boning. It's one of those two.
Hold on, that's you take a dump in the dark? Well, just like in the...
No, just
the scent.
The scent is better. Yeah.
He's being a team player.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Yeah, I don't really have any. We haven't been doing a lot of dinner parties lately because as your kids get older and you start running around chasing them more, it's just, there's less time for them.
Yeah, you're like doing stuff with your kids.
We do the casual dinner parties a lot. My buddy Eric has a lot of them. He's a good cook.
Yeah. No, I love it. We used to grow up doing it. And when you mentioned potlucks, that distinctly, I just go right back to my childhood. Mm-hmm. And my parents would always do potluck dinner. Like, we always would go somewhere and bring a dish.
Right.
That's considered potluck, right?
Everybody. Sure. Yeah.
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 We
did
that
a lot.
My family.
I mean, when
like,
we host Thanksgiving or Christmas,
everybody brings a dish.
Yeah, it's potluck.
Yeah. I guess so.
Right.
But they organize it. Like, when we do family get togethers, like my sister say, I'll bring the salad. Somebody say, well, I'll bake the turkey or whatever.
Burrito.
Somebody said, I'll do.
Yeah, they usually bring something.
Burrito.
I mean, we have friends who host a lot of dinner parties. My buddy Eric, my buddy Giovanni, they're good cooks. I always tell them when they come over, I'm an elite orderer.
Yeah.
You don't have them cook. I'm surprised you're not fascinated. You don't want to have like a dish or two that you were just like the king
of. No interest.
No interest. Yeah. I do like having a couple dishes I can make.
I just like
I can make things.
I mean, no, but I mean like something nice.
I'm functional in the kitchen. Like I can, you know, I can whip up like something easy, or I can do the basics.
Not my thing, EB.
I can make eggs. I can make pasta, obviously. This is easy.
You can cook a steak.
I can grill.
Anybody can cook chicken or steak.
I can do a cast iron steak. I can do steak on the grill.
Yeah, but like if you make your own sauce.
Right.
Like that's when you're like. Yeah.
That's next
like,
level.
Yeah. I haven't made it in years. My wife would probably be mocking me if you heard me talking about this right now. But I have a, it's not steak, it's not chicken, what's it? A pork. I have a pork dish.
The other white meat.
The other white meat.
Yes.
That I make, and I make this silly sauce with that, I mean.
What kind of sauce is it?
It's, I mean, it has like carrots, and it has like.
It's like a lemony, is it a cream sauce?
It's like a cream sauce. It's creamy, but it has like a bunch of spices.
Sounds
basically
good.
I stole it from Betty Crocker.
You stole it from Betty Crocker.
I stole it from Betty Crocker, but it's like my dish.
Yeah, but you haven't done that in years, right?
I haven't done it in a few years.
Right.
But I consider it my dish. That's my silly. And I could also do it with chicken. Why
chicken.
Are you mocking me?
Why, I want you to bring it in.
I mean,
but don't have Dina make it. I want you to make it.
No, I make it. When we have it,
let's
I make
have
it.
A potluck.
So bid season.
Junkies
potluck.
Junkies
potluck.
Do you guys host dinner parties? And say you talked about it.
No, we said we want to. We want to be invited
very,
and host
Would you
them.
Invite us?
Yeah, I think I would. Although I would kind of like to cosplay too. Like
a, you want to dress up?
Yeah.
As like a character?
Nah, or something like that.
I don't really understand that term cosplay. Everybody says it all the time now. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's like
a costume party.
That means costume.
Yeah, we have a costume party.
So we'd have to dress up like the Roaring Twenties or
something
like
that.
Boring.
Or, you know, we have a master's dinner.
Yeah, but that's, you just want to have pimento and cheese.
No, the
so
Wednesday.
We all wear green jackets.
No, the Wednesday before the opening round of the Masters, we have like our Junkies Potluck Champions dinner.
Okay.
All right. And we all dress in
the
our
champion.
Green.
Who gets to choose the dinner? The dinner.
We all get to just contribute
one item. We all
one
contribute
item
one
list.
Item. Well, because we're all champions.
Okay.
All right. And then we all wear our green jackets. Drab can wear his caddy outfit.
I don't hate it.
Who has a green jacket?
You act like you can't go to Marshall. Now that's what you use Marshall's for. It's finding
true.
A green
they
coat.
Don't, they don't have a green jacket. But
you can find them in all those bins back there.
I thought JP won some sort of poll with his Italian Puerto Rican combo Masters dinner.
His fusion dinner.
Oh, maybe. It was like theoretical though.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything.
He was supposed to bring it in because he won the poll.
Oh yeah, you want to do that?
I mean, I can order.
He doesn't have any interest in cooking.
I have no interest in
his mother's recipes are going to die. He doesn't start making them and pass them down.
My mom didn't have like a recipe book. She made food.
Yeah, but you know she had her
classics.
What do
you think she does? Her silly brain?
I know, but she didn't look at like a note card or anything.
Well, because she knew
she was silly.
Yeah, but you like your mom always made like chicken and rice or whatever. Like,
do you remember what the recipes were?
I just go to Cuba Today a year and order the same thing.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Just tell everybody you cooked it.
I'm into potentially doing that as a bit.
Junk's potluck. Put it on
Junk's
the calendar.
Junk's potluck.
Put it on
I don't
the
know what
season calendar.
Do. Maybe it was,
I could go back. Look,
would you
when
try
I was in law school,
something?
I cooked.
Would you try to make something
sure.
to participate
there,
in the
this, chicken, this is what tomatoes. We'll do. That's my go-to.
We'll take pieces of paper, and you draw it out of hat. Drab will go, oh, I have the appetizer. And then I draw, I got to bring the dessert. You have entree, sides.
All right. I'm in.
I like the idea.
When are we going to do it? Next week?
I said Wednesday before the Masters. Well,
oh, that'll be our Masters
dinner? He's eating a Lunchable currently, so his bar is very low. For what
Hold on. Are we going to do it in here?
Yeah, what are we doing? We're cooking it at night, and then we're reheating it?
You think I want to hang out with cakes outside of the show?
That's what I'm saying. So
no, it's like a show
we're just
bit.
Bringing it in here?
Bring it in here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm bringing hot dog casserole.
Love it. I've been waiting to try
You've
it for years.
You've already done that, though. You've already done it.
You've never had hot
I've
dog
I've never
casserole.
Had it.
Are you sure?
I don't think I've ever made it.
Is there ketchup
Has he
in
never
it?
Brought hot dog casserole in here?
Does it have ketchup?
No, it's got tomato sauce.
Okay. Acceptable.
Isn't it just like SpaghettiOs and hot dogs?
It's you can use whatever pasta you want. Hey, it's definitely
like,
hot dogs
I
in it.
I feel like that's what you... Wasn't it SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, but you
got to
bake it.
It was linguine and hot dogs.
It wasn't SpaghettiOs. You could use any kind of pasta, but egg noodles.
I'm not above SpaghettiOs. Hey, I grew up on SpaghettiOs. We had SpaghettiOs. Do they still sell that?
Yes, 100%.
Do kids eat
Chef
that?
Chef Boyardee, they move it off the shelves with the
quickness. But it's not going to taste good the next day.
Well, no, you cook it, and then we cook it. You just prepare it, and then we cook it here somehow.
Just nuke it.
We got to get an oven here, man.
No.
We
have to, you can't
oven.
Do that.
Barely have a
you can't make
maker.
It here.
Place is falling apart.
All right, we'll figure it out.
All right, coming up next, Daniel Jeremiah had some comments on the NFL Network about
the Vikings trading up and teams trading down. Would you be opposed to the Commanders being one of those teams? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.